an advisory group led by the interim chief medical officer, a start in the next few weeks of giving vaccines to hundreds of the thousands at heightened risk, taking until the end of the year. That's the plan here to deal with monkeypox, declared by the World Health Organization this summer as a public health emergency of international concern. Monkeypox is a viral infection that makes a spotty, sore, rash and sometimes a fever. It's spread mostly through close physical, including sexual contact. It's not as contagious or dangerous as COVID. There have been 113 confirmed cases of the infection here this year. There's a vaccine that works. It's the same one used against smallpox, but it's in short supply worldwide. For more, let's talk to Professor Cliona O'Farrelly, Chair in Comparative Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Professor O'Farrelly, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Morning, Gavin.
An advisory group and a vaccine plan, is that as much as could be done here in your view now?
Well, this is it's great that it's happened. I suppose one might be a little bit surprised that it was quite a long time in putting this together. But certainly it's wonderful that it is actually happening. It'll be interesting to see now if they move on the issue of deciding who to get the vaccine out to and how we go about getting more.
You say you're glad that there is a plan, but you're surprised that it's taken this long. Why?
Yes. We learned an awful lot in COVID. And one of the things that we learned was that, first of all, we have a whole lot of relevant expertise in our country. And when we pull that expertise together, that we can really achieve an awful lot. And all that expertise was already there when monkeypox happened. We don't actually have a pandemic preparedness group that should be meeting regularly and horizon scanning and then informing the government and HSE and Department of Health when something coming down the tracks that can be dealt with quite quickly is happening, or when something unexpected is going to happen.
Talking to the News at One yesterday, the interim chief medical officer said before there was any cases in Ireland of monkeypox, the National Immunisation Office engaged with the manufacturers of the vaccine and secured a small supply. She said at the same time the Department of Health engaged with the European Commission's Health Emergency Preparedness and Response Authority and joined the joint procurement process and have secured additional doses of vaccine, which we received in July. If a vaccine is the answer and it is available, unlike at COVID where it had to be developed, what more could they do than try and find a vaccine before cases had even arisen here?
Well, tell us and get it out there. I mean, and tell us what's happening, inform, and especially inform vulnerable groups. I mean, we're at least 3 months behind the UK and France, who were offering the vaccine to vulnerable groups 3 months ago. I mean, I think something like 90% of the gay population in France is now vaccinated against monkeypox. That, you know, they just volunteered. I know we're a very small country and we have, but we're a rich country and we have limited resources and our HSE is really, really stretched. But having a small group, as I'm suggesting, in place, constantly in place and constantly updated with kind of young, experienced, or not experienced, but with from different diverse backgrounds would really help in a situation like this.
For many people listening this morning, unlike with COVID, because as we said, this isn't as contagious or as dangerous a virus as COVID, and it's not as widespread as yet, and most of the cases here are affecting a limited and small community. Why is that?
And that's the nature of this virus. And you see, that's the whole thing that's so interesting about all of this. We are really lucky that the next virus is a rising virus that came along was one that isn't very infectious and that doesn't cause dreadful disease. And again, hopefully we can learn from this. You're quite right, because it doesn't seem to be that serious. People are not that concerned about it right now. But what it's telling us, it's like the canary in the mine. What it's telling us is that we need to put better structures in place in order to be prepared for other ones which could be bacteria in the future, could be viruses. They could come from, need representation from the Department of Agriculture, for example, and they have phenomenal expertise in identifying and responding to potential in pathogens or infectious agents. And that's precisely where the next ones will come from, or may come from. Avian flu or something like that gives a good example of where there are reservoirs of pathogens out there that we need to be able to respond to. We've been very lucky again with the monkeypox. It's the same family of viruses as smallpox. So it's the smallpox vaccine that we're using. And again, that's really, really interesting, because that's the reason why it's in low supply, because that vaccine was so successful that it got rid of smallpox from the globe. And we all, most countries stopped immunizing against smallpox because we didn't need to, because it wasn't there to cause infection. But several countries have kept stockpiles of the vaccine, and that's the reason why there are very few companies able to make it. And so that's why it's difficult to get right now, because they have to start manufacturing again. But just one last point, Gavin, yes. Sorry. But the people would be interested in is that NATO countries probably have significant amounts of it, because they have been worried about smallpox entering the system through bioterrorism. So I just wonder, have conversations been had with them to release some of those stockpiles?
Professor Clean O'Farrelly, Chair in Comparative Immunology at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for speaking with us again this morning.